fear. Do we have that in our relationships? And especially, I do want us to focus on the relationship that we have with our special someone, fiancés, boyfriend, girlfriend who are in love with each other, husbands with their wives. Yes, husbands with their wives. Is there any fear involved in those relationships? We would probably be surprised to discover how many of those relationships involve fear. And then, so of course, the question is, why? Why would there be fear in relationships? Let me tell you this. My guess is the relationships, especially, let's really zero in on husband-wife relationships. Those relationships, those marriages where there is little to no fear are probably the ones where husband and wife are genuinely loyal friends to each other. And especially in those cases where the two have always been genuinely loyal friends to each other. Now, please catch the entire phrase, because there's a reason I'm emphasizing this the way I am. Genuinely, no hypocrisy, no faking on the part of either one of them. They are both sincere in the way that they're coming across, in the way that they're portraying themselves in the relationship. They're for real. Genuinely loyal. He's loyal to her. She's loyal to him. And it's real. They are friends. True friends. They love each other. They respect each other. They genuinely want the best for each other. They enjoy being with each other. They laugh easily and freely with each other. There are very few holds, very little oppression of anything, because they feel so comfortable with each other that they've agreed, whether implicitly or they've talked it out, we can trust each other. I can trust you. You can trust me, because you will be worthy of my trust and I will be worthy of your trust. And they have each said both. You will be worthy of my trust. I have that confidence in you. And I will be worthy of your trust. You can have that confidence in me. And they have agreed that when something's going wrong in the relationship, they're not communicating right, something is messing up the flow of love, something's messing up the flow of harmony, something is messing up the flow of unity, they take care of it. And they agree that they will both work with the other. Each of them will work with the other to resolve the problem. And if the problem means resolving something that's going on in me, something about my attitude needs to be changed, something about my disposition needs to be changed, I'm going to deal with me. I'm going to make the change that I need to make. And each of them takes that position and means it, because they're dedicated to the flow of beauty, love, peace, joy in their relationship. And they don't want anything to interrupt that flow any longer than necessary. They want to take care of it. They are genuinely loyal friends. And as a result of the way they handle their relationship, dealing with stuff as it comes up, refusing to just willfully bring mess into the relationship that will contaminate it, refusing to do that, they know that they can go ahead and be about the business of flowing with each other. That's what all the other flows are about, flowing with each other. And so they don't have to be dealing with thoughts in the backs of their minds about the many things that the other did to deliberately contaminate the relationship, focusing their sexual energies on other people, people other than just their spouse, putting out energy to try to make their spouse look bad in front of other people. The many, many things that we can do to just mess up a marriage, they don't do those things. And so they're able to truly be relaxed with each other. They don't have to have their guards up. They can truly just let their hair down and just enjoy each other from one day to the next, because that's what they do. And believe me when I say, it does not necessitate that both partners be in their 50s or 60s before they can get to that point, and that they've been living together for at least 42 years before they can get to that point. No, that is not true. I have seen it. There are young couples who get it from the beginning, and they go into the marriage as friends. They go into the marriage enjoying each other's company. And several years later, they are still enjoying each other's company, just like when they were dating, just like when they were engaged. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not about age. I've told you before, think about it now. You got folks who have divorced in their 40s and 50s because someone in that marriage didn't get it. Whether it's because they didn't know, more than likely it's because they didn't care. What they knew to put in play, they did not care to put into play. And they did the things that they knew would be destructive to the marriage, because those other things gave them pleasure. And this is where they didn't get it. They didn't realize that they probably could have gotten at least as much pleasure out of investing in building their marriage as the pleasure they got by investing in tearing apart, destroying their marriage. I'm just saying, folks in their 40s and 50s, 60s, not getting it. So don't assume that just because people are young, they won't get it. Because I'm telling you, age has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with attitude. And people in their late teens, in their early 20s, can understand commitment, dedication, devotion, and can make the decision to be dedicated, committed, devoted. And there are folks in their 50s who understand the importance of being committed and dedicated and devoted, but do not value being dedicated. And isn't it interesting? They want their partner to be committed and dedicated and devoted to them. And they're all distressed when they discover that maybe their partner hasn't been committed, devoted, or dedicated to them. And even if it was only years after they refused to be committed and devoted and dedicated, and the partner said, I've had enough. Fear. In relationships. Sometimes, and I was asking the question from the beginning, is there actually fear in relationships? And in many relationships, the answer is yes. Depending on who it is, from one couple to another, where there is fear, there may be varying levels of fear, varying in intensities of fear, but for many, fear is there. Will my spouse cheat on me? And if so, to what extent? Can I count on my spouse to really help me build, develop a beautiful marriage? And for some people, the answer is no. No, I can't count on my spouse to do that. Can I count on my spouse to help build a beautiful marriage? Because I'm telling you, marriage is about relationship. And if both of you are not working to build a beautiful marriage, I guarantee you with 100% certainty, you will not have a beautiful marriage. At best, you will have a tolerable marriage, but it will not be beautiful unless both of you are working to make it beautiful. Fear in relationships. When we come back, let's take a look at how tones can impact relationships and maybe have something to do with the insertion of fear in the relationship. Yep, you heard me. Tones. We'll talk about it.